So, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good?
Question avoided.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatchers from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do, and I'm glad you could join us down here. I know all you punks and political heads are emerging from your dank, dark basements and seeing this bright sunlight, and you're getting a little bit confused, and you're not sure what to do or how to handle yourself, and you need someone to give you some direction. So I'm glad you all turned to Dispatches to help get you sorted. I know the summertime can be a little bit confusing, and this one may be more so than others. So let's get our heads straight, let's sort ourselves out, and maybe we'll even have a little bit of a good time while we do it. So let's get some perspective here. That's what we do on Dispatches. That's our goal. That's what we're here for. We're here to try to get some perspective on this fucked up world that we live in, especially with all these forces in the mainstream that are constantly bombarding us by telling us what to do and what to think and how to act and how to behave. And that even is true for punks, right? Because here it's summer, summertime's here, and that means Warped Tour is coming to a town near you if you live in America. And Warped Tour is this very large scale corporate event that has corporations coming to us and saying, hey, here is what punk rock is. And in this year, I will say, I think Warped Tour has it right a little bit more than other times. They have some great bands on there. They have Municipal Waste on there. Sick of It All's on there. Guar, one of my favorite bands of all time, is on there. There's The Adolescents are on there. Anti-Flag's on there. I mean, there's a ton of real punk bands on this tour, so they're not off base. I think in the past they've been pretty far from what we represent, but they even have some deep down underground bands on there. Also, I think they're capturing a little bit of what punk is today. You know, Bad Cop is on there. They're a newer band. They're fucking amazing. I think they represent a little bit of where punk is headed. And to me, in the world that I think that punk should be headed, War on Women is that band that's on Warped Tour this year that not only is great music, but also has substance and is empowering to young people, is empowering to the punks out there, is empowering to the conscious folks out there. And that is, to me, what punk should be and what punk is. So Warped Tour has it right a little bit this year. But through this, obviously, there's some growing pains. You know, when a big scale corporate event that, in some ways has its head buried in the sand, and or maybe that's best. In some ways, they're just fucking straight looking backwards. You know, I've heard some terrible things. I haven't been to Warped Tour in years, but I've heard they've had some fucked up people tabling in certain places. So, you know, maybe they are staring a little bit backwards. But someone on Warped Tour at least has a sense to bring some good bands on there. And in doing so, it's bringing good people to these shows. It's bringing people that represent what I think punk is and should be coming to these shows, and they're confronting some of the dusty ass bullshit ideas, backward ideas of what punk used to be that have always been part of Warped Tour and that maybe are shaking free, hopefully are being shaken free a little bit. So in all of that, this controversy has kicked up revolving the dustiest of dustiest, the Dickies, who were on a few dates of Warped Tour. And people who don't know, the Dickies are an old school punk band, and they do this sort of outrageous shock rock show. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the episode. But basically, there's a controversy around whether or not their stage act was misogynistic, was predatory, was fucked up. And some activists were in the audience, and they confronted them, not in a fucked up way, but with a fucking sign. And the dude from the Dickies freaked out, called it out, you know, spewed this misogynistic tirade that was captured on film, and then it was shared online. And then there's this whole controversy has kicked up surrounding that. War on Women, who's on Warped Tour as well, came Shauna Potter, the singer from War on Women, came out and supported the person who had the sign up and called the Dickies out for what it was, which was straight up misogyny. She did a fantastic job in her article that's on Noisy, which is a Vice music feed. Check it out. People haven't seen it. Just search for Shauna Potter, War on Women, and Dickies. I'm sure you find her response to the Dickies spewing their bullshit. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about this with a good friend of ours right here in New York City. Kate Hughes from Who's a Trump Presents is coming on the show today, and we're going to try to get our heads a little bit straighter on having a proper perspective on this whole situation. Everybody online is just arguing it's not punk to fucking tell people what not to say, to fucking silence free speech, or it's not punk to do this, or it's punk to do that. Yeah, that's interesting and fun, and it's fun to do, and I'll do it too, or whatever, but That's really not the point of this, okay? Because the point of this is that we want to be better people, not better punks. And I think we need to get some fucking perspective on the whole situation. Obviously, this is not a spin-free zone, right? This is not Fox News. We're coming from a very particular perspective. Kate and I both probably very much agree on our support for War on Women, our support for Safer Spaces, and our opposition to the Dickies stage show. But I still think that we're going to be able to go in and out of this situation and get a better perspective through all of this. So I think this is a lot. There's a lot worth listening to. Kate and I are hopefully going to break it down. We'll try to better understand how deep this goes, how far down misogyny goes in the punk scene, whether there's anything we can do. And then I also think it's worthwhile talking about what we can do, even if we're not War on Women, or even if we're not going to Warped Tour. How can we empower young women to be part of the scene that we love, which is punk? We want to bring people into this. So how can we better do that? I couldn't think of anyone better to bring on to talk about this stuff than Kate Hughes, who's doing just that. She's deeply part of the New York City scene. She ran a stage at Punk Island. I'm not sure if she would call herself a feminist punk. I'm not sure how she would refer to herself, but I'll say this. I know that she has worked very, very hard to make sure that women and young girls and femmes are represented in the punk scene, and she's doing a lot of work on this front, and I don't think there's anyone better to talk to about this issue and to help sort me out, see if my brain is working right and how I'm thinking about it. So we're going to talk about this War on Women, Dickies, misogynistic punk Warped Tour controversy. That's what today's episode is going to be about with Kate Hughes from the band Lady Business. She's also in a band called Cop Out with me and Al from Brooklyn Transcore and Trashy. We have a show coming up, and maybe I'll mention at the end of the episode, but it's the 7th of July at Baby Castle, which I don't think has any babies or castles involved in New York City. Anyway, we're going to talk to Kate about this controversy. Before we get to that, I want to say a couple of thank yous. Thank you to Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com for airing our Dispatches from the Underground show every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Y'all can check out our show there, or you can go to our website and get constant updates about what we have going on over there as well. I want to say that All Torn Up is going to be on tour this summer in July and August with Leftover Crack. My band All Torn Up is going to be on tour with Leftover Crack. So if you're in Germany or Austria, I think we're going down to Hungary and maybe Croatia. And we're going up to play Rebellion Fest in Blackpool. And we're going over to play Ireland. So if you're in any of those places, or if you want to go see some Leftover Crack and check out some All Torn Up, we would love to see you there. Come over and say hey. If you listen to Dispatches, I would love to talk to you there. Maybe I'll bring a few t-shirts with me on the road, so hand some out. Come over and say what's up. We'll see you on the road. But until then, let's get our fucking heads right on this controversy and hopefully get some misogyny out of our fucking hearts and our brains and our world. So here it is. Let's see how punk you are. This is Kate Hughes. Down. Let's take a second. Let's listen to some tunes. This episode is about a controversy that War on Women is deeply involved in. I think we're one of the best bands in the country right now, and I couldn't be prouder of the work they're doing to carve out a space for empowering conscious punk. I think they're on the forefront of it, and I'm just proud that All Torn Up has been a little bit part of trying to do what they're doing. I think they're doing a much better job. So we're going to listen to some War on Women right now. So here's War on Women. Get down. I Kate Hughes is back with us. What's up, Kate? How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm terrible, but you know,
you're always terrible.
Yeah, you know, no one really wants to hear an answer to that question. So yeah, good. Yeah, I'm good. You just got back from touring, hanging out with Sister Munch. How was that?
It was awesome.
Anything else? It's just awesome.
No, it was beyond awesome.
Magical.
It was magical. Yeah, you get to see a different city every night. Met a lot of really cool people along the way.
Favorite city. I didn't prepare her for this. So
yeah, this
other cities, don't tune out just because we didn't mention you, because you're on the list. You're on the top 20 list. But this is off the top of her head, one of her favorite cities right now.
Johnson City, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. It was. Everybody was so nice there, and the crew at Crimecore Records put on the show, and they were so accommodating to the band, to me, and they took us out for food afterwards. And
wow.
Steve, the guy who runs
food.
Yeah, yeah. And he let us stay in his house, and it was just really cool. And the bands were fucking awesome. So that was definitely the highlight.
Do you remember any of the bands from that show?
Nerve Endings was one band. I like lost my mind to them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they were really good.
Oh, man, and I love hearing new fucking bands from other cities that I've never been to. Johnson City is closest to what major Tennessee city, would you say?
I don't really know. It's
on the eastern side. Okay.
It's close to...
So it's like closer to Nashville than Memphis then, probably.
We were in North Carolina prior. It's like an hour from where we were in North Carolina.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's still in the eastern time zone.
No offense to Memphis, but that city, no offense to the punks listening from Memphis, but Memphis is a miserable town. Cool folks there, but driving in Memphis is literally the worst thing in the world.
Anyway. I ended up in Nashville too, just because I was flying home and my flight got rerouted there. It was a whole thing, but I was in Tennessee twice.
Oh.
But the band wasn't in Tennessee twice. They were only there once.
All right, well, we're not going to talk about the tour the whole time. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Sister Munch. I know they fucking did a great tour with Downtrotter.
Yeah, they were with Downtrotter for 4 dates, and they're going to be with us on Friday.
Oh, that's right. We're playing a show with them.
Yeah, Cop Out's playing with Sister Munch, Downtrotter, and forgive me, I forget the fourth band.
Yeah, some other band is playing that show.
Some other band.
Yeah. It's at...
Baby Castles.
Baby Castles. The worst name for a venue.
Yeah, it's not a daycare center.
It's just a castle filled with babies. Like, we like feudalism, but we also like children.
Yeah.
Awful. I mean, I'm sure it's a great place, but whatever. We are not going to be talking about that on this episode today. We are going to be talking about the controversy that has kicked up around Warped Tour, and it's almost disgusting for me to even say that. Not an offense to Warped Tour or anything like that, because we're going to get to that later, but it's just ridiculous to think that in 2017, Warped Tour or the Dickies are relevant. That's what's fucking obnoxious to me, that these two things are all of a sudden fucking relevant. So that's what we're going to talk about, though. We're going to talk about the controversy. I don't know if people saw this. I'm sure if you have the internet, which I guess if you're listening to this, you probably have the fucking internet. But the Dickies are playing. We're playing Warped Tour for a few shows. They weren't on the whole line. They weren't on the whole tour. And War on Women were also on the tour. Do you want to try to explain this, Kate, or you want me to try to explain this?
We could do it together.
Okay. So why don't you take it from there? Dickies are on stage. They're at Warped Tour. I don't remember what city it was in. Do you know what city it was in?
I want to say Denver. I don't remember.
Yeah, sure. We'll say Denver. It was in Colorado. Yeah. Dickies are on stage, and they're doing their shtick of, like, you know, they're just gratuitous, like, I don't know, slimy-esque shtick. It's just silly.
Shock rock.
Yeah, shock rock silliness. It's not even like guar. It's not even guar level shock rock. It's kind of like, you know, sub-guar. There's a penis puppet.
Sub-guar. Is that a...
Yeah.
That's a genre
of shock rock. It's like... You know, sub Alice Cooper, sub Guar. I love Guar, by the way, but I don't know what's lower than. It's like tiny step above Sam Kinison. Yeah, if you're getting these.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what happened?
So somebody, a woman in the audience, was holding up a sign that basically was like a big fuck you to the Dickies, and it I don't remember the exact text, but it said punks should not be predatory at the bottom of it. There was something above it. And the singer of the Dickies launched into a rather aggressive tirade against this woman and was calling her a cunt and fat and horrible, and led the crowd in a chant of blow me, which apparently, according to some of the defenders of the Dickies, he said it to men before, so it's okay. But yeah, that's basically in a nutshell what happened. And people were claiming they got kicked off the tour because of it. It was actually their last day on the tour. They didn't get kicked off, from what I've read. They were scheduled to be done anyway.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Would Warped Tour have kicked them off? I don't know.
I think I saw the Warped Tour release an initial statement condemning what the Dickies did, and then I believe they released a secondary statement that was more like, you know what, we didn't know that the woman who held the sign was associated with War on Women and was there on the tour, and we thought it was a member of the audience. So the whole thing to them seemed like it was set up or whatever. So that once they found that out, they're like, some of this information just seems sketchy. You know, we think what the Dickies did was out of line, but basically it was their last day on tour anyway. That's what they said. So
yeah, kind of like
they definitely like rescinded some of their shit later on. But yeah, let me just see if I can find some of the text of the sign. The sign read, the sign that the woman read, the sign the woman had read, "Teen girls deserve respect, not gross jokes from disgusting old men. Punks shouldn't be predatory." And then this is what the singer, the guy from the Dickies, whatever his name is, Leonard Phelps or whatever, Phillips or whatever his name is, he said, quote, this is him, "Don't fucking like cut me out and be like, oh, Joey said, what the fuck did Joey say?" This is what he said. He said, "Kiss it, you bitch. I have fucked farm animals that were prettier than you. You fucking hog." This is, by the way, I'm finding this text from Noisy. It was an article written by the lead singer of War on Women, Shauna Porter. And then Leonard went on to say he elicited some laughs from the audience and then led a chant of, as you said, "Blow me," before wrapping up with what I thought was the most disgusting part. "How does it feel to get shouted away, you cunt? C-U-N-T, can you spell? You're a fat cunt, fuck you." So that's what he said. So once that was recorded and once this controversy kicked up, There's been a whole fucking like diatribe discussion shouting match in the punk scene since this fucking happened, like whatever, a few days ago this happened. And so we're gonna talk a little bit about some of the things that people have been saying on both sides. Obviously, Kate and I both stand with War on Women. That's not fucking obvious.
Oh no, I stand with the Dickies. No, I can't even joke. I can't even joke. That's not true. Do not. Yeah, don't cut my voice out and say that. Obviously, no. Fuck them. I do not stand with the Dickies. I did not post the meme because I saw some people posting the meme, "I stand with the Dickies." Yeah. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, it's such good a bold statement. You're so brave. What a an upstanding citizen for free speech or some bullshit like that. So I've just been really surprised actually about that front. Like, how many people have been saying that they support the Dickies in this? Like, why do you think people want to support this shit?
Well, I feel like a lot of the comments, like I was reading some of the comment sections and I read articles. I read the Noisy article and then I read another one on Sound Renaissance that was like,
Shauna Porter. Sorry, I said Porter before. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sound Renaissance. And they had an article said the Dickies trigger a bunch of whiny emo kids and like basically like making fun of them. And, you know, what I wrote down a quote. It said, "You can't call yourself punk rock and at the same time be triggered by a band like the Dickies." It's like, yeah, but you know, you have to understand, like, oh, there's 1977, it's punk rock. Oh, you're not punk. Like, that's all the shit I've seen. Like, people saying, oh, you're not punk, because people are saying, like, no, that's offensive, and you can't just be a raging misogynist on stage and think that that's okay. So I don't know. I'm like, does it come down to, a generation gap? Like, I don't know. Like, these older people just want to grasp onto this old school idea that you can do and say whatever the fuck you want because that's punk rock, man. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really feel very punk rock to me to degrade somebody in public or in private, whatever, just to degrade somebody in that way. And, you know, it just was troubling to me. I watched the video and I'm like, this guy is like clearly like filled with fucking rage as he's screaming at this woman. And
that's the key to me, I think. That's the entirety to me is his reaction to the sign. Like, okay, dude, you're a punk. You haven't been heckled before? Get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm literally heckled at almost every single show I ever play. If you can't handle that, you shouldn't be on a stage. You should not have a microphone. You should be in the crowd heckling people. That's kind of where the fucking mentality is. Like, get out of here. It's not hard to deal with this. You don't have to berate someone like that. Like, you don't have to fucking shame them out of your fucking space with such tyrannical language. That being said, I have shamed people out of my space before, but I feel like it's based on like principle. And if you don't have any principles, then you know, you're going to stick to the fucking misogyny that you obviously hold dearly, which is what the Dickies guy did, I think.
Yeah, I feel like whatever this was struck a nerve in this guy, in Leonard. And you think about it, she was at the front of the stage. The majority of the people couldn't even see that sign.
Yeah.
But he saw it, and some kind of something snapped in him, and this primal rage just comes out. And it's like, for what? So it's really like, in one of the articles I saw, like, oh, she assaulted them with the sign. I'm like, assaulted them?
Supposedly she threw the sign at them.
Yeah. I'm like, that's... I was like, that really doesn't sound like what happened at all.
Also, but that's not punk, dude. If you're getting assaulted by a sign, you're not very... Come on, it's not very tough, Dickies. But this I feel like the misogyny is really the key. We're going to get to that in the second part of the episode. We're going to talk about whether or not this was misogynistic and whether or not this has a role in it. But to me, or in a role in punk, like whether or not this... To me, the Dickies shtick... I never liked the Dickies. I never liked their music. So to me, they're irrelevant.
Yeah,
I can't
really say I'm a fan either.
To me,
full disclosure.
They're shtick. So, you know, to take that what you will, we have two people who aren't Dickies fans and two people who are War on Women fans sitting here talking about this. So maybe we have two monolithic, voices here, whatever. But I just think that shtick is so boring to me. Like oh, we're going to, you know, like, oh, I'm going to fuck all the women in this crowd. Like, we don't have time. I wish I could. Like, oh, yeah.
I'm so busy, man. I don't got time to fuck them all.
A fucking penis puppet? Like, come on, dude. This is just boring. Like, Gwar, when they do shock rock, they fucking put out albums called America Must Be Destroyed. They fucking put out...
I feel like they really go...
Sadama Go-Go. Like, they get it. Like, they have Baby Raper. They have fucked up songs. Like, they have, you know, Fucking an Animal. Not a great song.
I'm like dying over here.
but they take it and they are wearing ridiculous costumes. They're clearly a fucking joke. They're killing the Pope on stage. I mean, it's so obviously a joke. The problem, I think, is the Dickies are up there, not clearly a joke, right? They're kind of Trump-esque. Everyone, when Trump started the fucking election, everyone's like, he's a joke. And then all of a sudden he's president. So, like, I feel like this controversy is actually perfect for the Trump times, and that's what Shauna Potter was getting into in the articles. Like, yeah, this shit was funny, I guess, in Reagan times. It was, like, rebellious, but in the Trump days, this shit is not funny. This shit is just fucking fucked up.
That's what I kind of mean with the generation gap, too. Like, these people are like, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 in 1973 or 78 or whatever, 1983, it was like this. And it's like, you have to take into consideration that a lot of these people were not even born during that era. I mean, I was 2 years old in 1983. Like, clearly I wasn't going to punk shows. So it's like, you have to update your perspective. And like, we don't just live in a world where you can say whatever the fuck you want. Do whatever the fuck you want because you're the person in power on stage. And, you know, oh, just get over it, you fucking crybabies. And it's like, you know, words have real consequences. And, you know, look at Comet Ping Pong, where people are spreading all this shit over the internet and all these fucking crazy fucked up conspiracy theories. And then somebody shows up at Comet Ping Pong with a fucking gun. Like, you know, what if, you know, I don't know whether this is a similar situation, but it's just, I feel like this, you know, there's a part of the older punk scene that just doesn't want to let go. And like some of the people I'm friends with on Facebook, too, I was like, damn, yo. And there are people who are like 10, 15 years older than me. They just were like, oh, well, you know, it's not punk to like censor people. And it's not punk to like, oh, you know, feminazis. And I'm like, dude, this is not what this is. Like, I don't think anybody's being censored. I don't think it's censorship when you say, you know, listen, dude, you can't call somebody a cunt from stage. Like, you can't berate somebody and like be like, oh, blow me because you don't like what she had to say.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll say I think that maybe there is some censorship in there. It's not condemnation censorship. It's not like, you know, but he was threatened with being thrown off the tour. But that's all. That's not censorship completely because the state's not fucking making it happen. That's just dealing with the ramifications of your shit. If he was up there saying racist shit, then Warped Tour wouldn't have put up with it. Warped Tour would have thrown them the shit fucking fuck off. If you would have called them the N-word instead of the C-word, they would have thrown them fuck off, you know? And you know, like Michael Richards or whatever, there was a heckler in his audience a long time ago. This is a couple years ago. Michael Richards from Seinfeld. He started calling the heckler the N-word and he just went in, like berated him the same way that this woman was berated by the Dickies guy. And that guy's career was ended by that shit. And how is that not any different, right? Like, how is that not any different in this situation other than it's women and people are more accepting? Oh, well, come on, dude. It's feminazis.
Lighten up, man.
You know, and people just think they think it's related to women and it's like less serious, right? They think it's not as it's not racist, so it's, you know, oh, it's not a big deal, whatever. But look, let's get into whether or not this was a joke and misogyny and misogynistic in a second. We're going to get into that in the second part of this. But let me ask you, Kate, do you think if it was a joke, should he be allowed to say it?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I think it would be a really bad joke, a really bad joke. But it's like, again, I think we're living in a different time now and you need to be a lot more cognizant because, yeah, I heard plenty of jokes like that. Like I was mentioning before, the first time somebody said, oh, suck my dick to me. I was 14 and I just like cried really, like it just really cut into me. And the kid was, oh, I was just joking. And it's like, no, dude, you really hurt my feelings because you dehumanized me in front. Like I don't even remember what I said to the kid.
Did he say he was just joking?
I think after the fact
he did. I bet he did, yeah. Because, you know, hateful people are always hiding behind their jokes. You know?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding, dude.
Like, yeah, oh, I was just kidding. And, like, I think I had a crush on the kid at the time. Yeah. I don't know. We were in the marching band together. And it just, like, I remember feeling dehumanized. I didn't even know what the emotion was that I was feeling. It was just something deep inside of me that just, like, I was like, this is such a shitty feeling. And then, like, to have somebody who, oh, I'm a legend in punk rock or whatever, screaming at somebody from a stage or trying to lead the crowd in a chant of like demeaning this person. I feel like if, you know what, I can't, you can't control what people are going to say, but if they go ahead and say something like this, then there needs to be ramifications for that. Like you can't.
There
just
are
go,
ramifications.
Yeah.
You know, there are ramifications for you when you heard when that boy in the marching band said that shit. There's ramifications on everybody. There are ramifications on everything that we say. Whether one way or the other, that's the reality. And when you have someone in the fucking dickies yelling this stuff, saying fucking suck my dick and all this shit, those there are ramifications on the young women in that audience.
Yeah, because like if I was there as a 14, 15 year old girl, what am I going to think about that? Like some older person screaming, berating another woman, whatever, and just saying this shit. Like I just. You know, I do wonder whether Warped Tour would have kicked them off had it not been their final date. I don't know. They haven't released a statement.
They have.
Well, they haven't really. They have released a statement, but they haven't said like, oh, we would have definitely kicked them off. Blah,
yeah,
blah,
that's
blah.
True.
And then kind of like the second statement, we're like, oh, well, the person was involved with the tour. Well, it's like, well, what is that? Well, how does that really change things? And like, I guess what's his name? Kevin Lyman was like,
exactly. That's
oh,
the
they should have said they should have said something to me in private. And like, maybe.
Yeah, that's not punk. That's
but,
not fucking punk.
No, that's not punk. I keep
bunch
saying
of
that.
Snitches ass motherfuckers. Hey, you should have come to the cops and fucking Kevin Lyman was the cops and you should have fucking resolved it behind closed doors.
I keep saying that. That's not punk in like all these comment threads.
That's, you know, everyone's talking about what's punk and what's not punk. Here's what's not punk. Snitching and not fucking dealing with it yourself. War on Women or whoever it was, there was an activist group that was on tour with War on Women who did this. They made a sign and they went and they confronted the bullshit right to their face and they fucking dug under his skin and he exposed himself for the fucking misogynist he really
was. I was saying before, like, you know, yeah,
that's
was it
punk.
A joke? Was it a joke? Because
maybe it was a joke when he was starting, but then it cut to it.
Because it feels like there was a primal rage opened in him by whatever, you know, whatever triggered that in him, whether he's had something happen to him in the past, I don't know. I don't know his fucking life story, but yeah, there seemed to be something well beyond, oh, I'm just kidding around, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, just being punk. And it's like, no, dude, no.
Takes a lot of bravery for War on Women to do what they did and to risk their slot on Warped Tour to bring activists along with them. And they're catching a lot of shit, even from leftists who think that they stepped over the line. And I just think that what they did on Warped Tour is exactly what they said they were going to be on Warped Tour. They were going to confront shit. They were going to expose shit. And they were going to take it to a next level. And I couldn't be more proud that they're on that tour, that they're taking this to people, and that they're fucking doing what they said they were going to do. It takes a lot of guts. I'm sure they're afraid their careers are going to get blown up from it. So, I mean, destroyed, not blown up, good, destroyed from it.
Yeah.
So, you know, could have easily gone the other way. So, good on them. Super proud of Noisy to post that too. So let's listen to a tune from them and then we'll come back with some more shit. Get down. Obviously, this episode is largely about War on Women And I love that band. I think they're representing a whole new school of what is punk. So I want to give everyone another taste after this discussion about what War on Women is all about. So here's another song from War on Women. Get down. Kate, I don't know if this is a sore subject, but you brought up this issue that this kid said when you were 14, and I just think it's so insane to have when dudes say this to people, like they'll say it to me, they say it to everybody. This is like it's like they're like, well, I said blow me, but I say it to dudes too. And the guy from fucking Dickie said the same thing. I said it to men. Yeah, but what the fuck does that mean? Like, suck my dick, blow me. Are you hitting on me? Because what you're doing now is like you're saying something to demean me, to make me feel bad, but you also are sexualizing it. So you want me to like perform a sexual activity on you to make you feel better? So like, is that how you see sex? Is that
like a power trip?
It's fucked. If you really like pick apart what the implications are of someone using suck my dick as an insult, it's crazy. Like that says something about their whole outlook when they say that. Like, you know, the same thing when dudes will call me a pussy and I'm like, What exactly does that mean? Are you saying I'm a pussy because you want to fuck me? Or are you saying I'm a pussy because you think I'm weak, because you think women are weak? Or like, what exactly are you trying to say?
Like, I feel like it's more option two.
I think it's like
women are not as strong or whatever as men, and so you have to, when a man is perceived as weak, he must be just some dumb pussy.
But then what are the implications of that for suck my dick? So like when he tells me to suck his dick, then am I then a woman? So then I'm doubly inferior because it's like a power sex thing. And then I'm also a woman because like the you're a pussy thing is like, it's just, if you start picking apart what the actual meaning of these things is, it's just like, it hurts my head to think about how ignorant and obviously awful this shit is that they're saying.
And I think some of these phrases are just like ingrained, like, we were in high school at the same time. Like, how many times, oh, fucking faggot. Like, that was, like, the late 90s. That was your go-to faggot, retard. Like, the shit that, like, why would you ever say something like that? Like, looking back 20 years now. But, like, people just, the stupidity is just ingrained in people. And they don't think it through. And they're not thinking, like, when you say, oh, blow me. Like, how degrading and awful that is. Because you're basically equating this person to this inferior being that's just like, you want to hold power over them.
And I know people are listening to this and being like, oh, here are these two PC punk fucks who are listening, or like,
I feel like I'm saying so many bad words on this
who
show
who are like taking apart, like, oh yeah, I guess I should have, like,
I don't say let me put a disclaimer, I don't say these words in my real life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I'm saying
sure.
them as, yeah, I would never drop F-bombs, R-bombs, things like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I would never call someone a pussy in a derogatory. I don't think I would even really feel comfortable calling a cat a pussy cat. That's, I feel uncomfortable saying that.
I say kitty.
Yeah, I don't even like saying the B word in reference to a band whose name the B word is in.
I remember the first time I came on and I played Basic Bitches and you're like, you have to say it. You have to announce it.
I can't say that. That makes me uncomfortable. But I just think that's part of the whole problem of all these jokes, right? So, like, everyone's talking about joke this or joke that. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my dad, my grandma made racist fucking jokes, and I would be sitting there being like, this isn't really funny. This is fucked up. Like, these jokes are seeping into our heads and our cultures and giving us outlooks on people. They're only funny if you actually think racist shit, right? They're not actually funny if you don't think racist shit, right? But there's meaning behind those jokes. And I know people are sitting there thinking, these PC motherfuckers are fucking, like, they're tearing apart all this shit, but, like, dude, we don't mean anything by it.
Yeah, lighten up.
Dude.
You I hear that all the time. Lighten up.
But, you know, there is meaning behind it. And here you have a legend of punk, the Dickies, and Warped Tour filled with young people. Like, dude, Dickies.
Yeah, look at their core audience.
Yeah.
Audience.
Like, yeah, audience.
Audience.
Some fucking New York shit right there.
Just sounded so New York. Mm. Look at the core audience. Like, I went there. The only time I ever went to Warped Tour, I was 18.
Yeah, I think it's actually illegal to go to Warped Tour after, like, in your mid-20s. I think it's actually, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
It's not okay. So here's the Dickies, totally irrelevant band. Completely fucking irrelevant, right? Except for anyone who's over 30, who's into this shit. And they're talking shit, and there's all these young people walking by. And obviously, everyone walking by is like, what the fuck? And they think it's okay. Because, well, he's a legend. Well, so it must be cool. Must be okay. So it's like reintroducing a whole nother scene of people into the fucking misogyny that just oozes out of this motherfucker. I think it was so courageous for them to fucking fight that shit, war on women to fight that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, you know, I know people are unhappy with them because they're sellouts, they're corporate this and that. And
to war on women.
Yeah, to war on women.
Because they're playing Warped Tour.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? I think I was reading through a lot of comment threads, and I read through yours where you were talking about, like, you know, sometimes you have to go up into a bigger arena. Like, look at Rage Against the Machine. Like, people gave them shit for being on a major label, but it's like they reach so many more people. And they were one of the first bands when I was a kid that was like, wow, they're talking about something political.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the punk I was listening to at the time, like, I was just getting into punk, and it was like, you know, oh, I got a crush on a girl. Oh, I want to go out and party and drink.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it was one of the first bands. So, and they were on a major label. So I feel like War on Women, you know, the music industry's changed and stuff. So it's different now, but they are getting pushback. But I think what they are doing is good. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, there's an anti-choice tent on the tour, which, you know,
at Warped Tour, there's supposedly an anti-choice tent. I don't know anything about it. I've just heard this. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know much, like, what group exactly it is, but it's like, you know, it is unfortunate, but you know what? Maybe War on Women can help change their mind. Maybe Warped Tour is not going to do that again. Or maybe somebody who's working that tent in a specific city is going to be like, damn, and have their mind changed. Like, you know, not everything's going to be perfect, and we don't live in utopia. Like, and sometimes there's time, like, I fucking work for a fucking corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what do we work for?
I'm not going to say where I work so you don't show up. But, like, you know, I got to do what I got to do. Like,
right.
Because doing that enables me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't, obviously, like, there's certain things I wouldn't do. And I feel like War on Women is the same way. And I think they are doing a good thing being on this. You know, maybe it is a fucking corporate tour.
Hey, if they weren't on this tour, that slot would have been filled by another bro band saying bro shit to a bunch of young women. And the Dickies would have been confronted. And we wouldn't be talking about misogyny in the punk scene today. So there's that.
Yeah, think about all, like...
And that fucking anti-choice tent would still be there. It'd still be happening, but we wouldn't be talking about misogyny. And I'm sure fucking War on Women is saying something about that every show they play, because I know what kind of people they are, and I know that I'm sure they're speaking out against that. So you have a voice being mixed in with this that shows, A, young women, that there can be a ferocious, fucking tough-ass, hardcore and punk band. That means a lot in and of itself, even if they weren't political. You know, Bad Cop is out there too doing it. It's like, it's a band of all women doing it. Fuck yes, they should be on Warped Tour. And they should invite
Warped
us
Tour.
To play Warped
yeah,
Tour.
They should. Yeah, Cop Out's ready. Well, I don't know about ready.
Yeah,
we gotta sharpen up the sound. But yeah, I mean, in that case, to be able to reach a bigger audience, like, I would do it. And it's funny because Warped Tour does not have the greatest history with including women, including people of color, including queer people on their tour. And the one year that I did go, the reason why I went was because the Looney Chicks were playing. And I was like, they were one of the only bands at that time that was still active, because Bikini Kill was not active anymore. And just, you know, in the scene I was coming up in, there was really not a whole lot of, there was hardly any women, maybe like three or four. And it was just like such a big deal to me to be able to go and see them. And they did a meet and greet. I got to meet them. I was so excited. And it's just like, at one point I read an article where Kevin Lyman was talking about, like, oh yeah, you know, we do a good job. And somebody was like, well, 6% of the women on the tour, whatever year it was.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's good enough. I'm like, You consider that good enough?
Yeah.
6 versus 94. And it's like, let's not even like, you know, I don't even know like any kind of data, hard data on like white men versus, you know, white straight cis men versus queer people versus people of color. So Warped Tour, you know, they have not had a great history with this stuff. And so,
and that's what we all don't doubt, that there probably is an anti-choice tent, because that's they have. I have been, you know, with activist groups that have worked Warped Tour in the past. So they do let left wing, including radical people, do the tour. But also, I'm sure, you know, fucking ROTC is probably there, or like the military, or fucking anti-choice groups. So, you know, they don't give a fuck. So, you know, they're corporate shit. They don't give a fuck about people's ideologies and ideas. But it is good that I think Warped Tour has Warren Women there. And I'm glad they're not shaking and supporting them and keeping them on the tour from this. Because Kevin Lyman could have been like, yo, they're off.
Yeah, they're too incendiary. Like, they cause problems. And it's like, you know.
These uppity women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them uppity women. I would have loved, I mean, if Warren Women had been around when I was like 18 and I went to that tour, I would have. Because Anti-Flag played that year. And I remember, I was like, holy shit, who is this band? Like, because I hadn't really heard of them before that. And so that was really cool. And just to. You got to think, if your core audience is teenagers and young people, like, how are you affecting them? And I think having a band like War on Women versus a band like the Dickies, which is more positive. So I wish the hardliners, the people who are like, oh, well, you know, they're corporate this and that, like, would cut War on Women a little bit of fucking slack.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure it was a difficult decision for them to be on this. I don't know them. You know, I've met them, but I don't really know them personally. And I'm sure it was a difficult decision to do this corporate event, because I think that they are so conscious. But at the same time, what is our intent? We play music, right? We're not active. We're not street activists. We play music. We're out here to reach people and to play music in front of them. And if you're not getting if you're going to avoid Warped Tour, you're missing an opportunity to play to tens of thousands of people all over the country who otherwise might not know your music.
Yeah, people gave Downtown Boys heat for playing Coachella, and they're very politically.
Yeah.
Like, aware and active. They're very politically active. And I'm like, yeah, you know, Coachella is a big corporate thing, but like, how, what's the percentage of the people on that, at that show or that event, whatever. I don't really know much about Coachella, how it works, but I think it's like multiple weekends, whatever. What's the percentage of people who would have never seen a political band?
Exactly.
How Downtown Boys not been there.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We need to like, maybe not fucking be so pure about things,
or maybe we just need a better perspective on what actually is the point of these bands and making a change in things, you know. Because anyway, let's talk about misogyny, because we have 5 minutes left. I want to talk about misogyny before we end. What do you think we can do to better root out misogyny from the punk scene? Because you, I think above everybody else in New York City, works very hard to do, to me, what is the most important element, which is having a space, a constant, consistent space for younger punk women to play. At the end of the day, if you can't cut your teeth on someplace DIY, you're not going to be making music. And I don't think anybody in New York City works as hard as you do, as Kate Hoos does, to carve that space out for young punk women to play. And, you know, so like, what can we all do better? Not just people who are listening to whatever scene they're in, but me and everybody else, to try to combat misogyny and this fucking dirty old man mentality that fucking exists in punk.
I think, you know, it's something I battle with all the time, because it's I think it's stepping outside of your comfort zone. A lot of times, you know, even me, I get comfortable and I just like, you know, book the same bands sometimes. You know, over and over again. Like, we need to like be actively exploring other bands, exploring, you know, other scenes. And then when stupid shit happens, when shit like this happens, exactly what this woman did, like, was like, no, fuck you. And was, you know, maybe like, we're in a smaller situation where we're not going to be like holding up a sign at somebody's show. We're going to be like, hey man, can I talk to you? Like, hey, let's, you know, let's meet up. Let's talk on Facebook. Let's send whatever. But letting people know, like, when something is not right, something feels off, something feels like it bothers you. And I get it. It's hard.
Just wrote that down.
Joey Steele taking notes. Yeah. You know, because some things have come up, you know, recently where I've seen some things that I'm like, I don't, that doesn't really sit right with me. And I've had a conversation with that person. But there are situations where you need to publicly call things out, and there's other times where you need to call a person in, stuff like that. So I think we need to be more, you know, more confident to address things. Like if something bothers you, talk to that person and then, you know, try to reach a resolution. And if not, that's when you're like, no, fuck you, and you're holding up the sign, or you're taking the video, or you're posting something on Facebook to let the community and the scene know that this whatever.
But that's so hard to do for, you know, it's easy for me to say this. It's easy to me to say, for me to say that I was never particularly offended by the Dickie shtick. I'm a dude, you know, so like maybe, obviously I'm not the person who should be gauging whether or not that's offensive, right? That's just the dumbest point. That's stupidity. And it's easy for me to say, well, how can we help young punk women become more confident to confront these things? You know, it's easy for me to say that, or it's easy for me to say to go confront them, but how do we do that? Like, how do we help? What could we do to empower younger women to have that confidence to confront a legend in punk music who's out there fucking, expressing his misogynistic ideas? Or maybe his ideas weren't misogynistic before he berated this woman. I'm not exactly sure. We don't know exactly what he said. I think it's pretty clear that he was making some fucked up jokes that were clearly misogynistic in the way that Trump does. And then he exposed himself after the sign to be the blatant fucking hardcore misogynist that he was. I understand that people are like, well, what did he say before? He said some casually misogynistic shit that in a joking way, and no one really wanted to confront him about it. How do we help young women have that confidence to be able to do that, to be able to confront this shit? Am I coming at this wrong? Am I like...
No, I don't think so, but it's like, yeah, how do we do that? Like, do we have workshops, zines, meetups? You know, I think all those things have merit, shows, like... Getting more people involved. Like I used to do it at every show. I haven't done it in a while, but I'll say like, hey, ladies out there, queer people out there, whatever, you know, come up to me. If you've never played before, it doesn't matter. I want to give you a space anyway. And just like welcoming, inviting, because like, you know, it can be intimidating walking into a scene if you're new to it or whatever, especially if you're not like the norm, not, you know, what we see all around us, straight white cis dudes. You know, I know it was certainly like really weird to me. Like it felt like uncomfortable when I was first going to shows and stuff when I was a kid, because I'm like this like 17-year-old girl dressed air quotes like a boy. You know, like there was nobody like me around, and it was like there was nobody really besides like white suburban kids. And it's like, you know, and it was bizarre to me going into that. And it's like, you know, imagine anybody else like who doesn't fit that norm either. So I think we just need to be welcoming and inviting and just try to make it known that it's a safe space. But you're right, it is a very big and complex issue. So I don't know if there's an easy answer that we can boil it down to, like, oh, you just do this and then the problem solved.
I mean, I think while we're not sure of all the answers, I do think, again, as I said before, I think Kate Hughes is doing what we should all be doing across the country, which is making sure that women, young punks and women are playing the shows in the cities we live in, and making sure that they have space to fucking get on stage and play their music. And I don't think anyone in New York City does it like you do it. So, and even in the space that you and me both inhabit, which is Punk Island, this just happened, right? So we're playing Punk Island a couple of weeks ago. We have a fest here at Punk Island in New York called Punk Island. Kate runs a stage. I run a stage with Dispatches. We have five other stages all over. But at my stage, during my set, I was just getting so frustrated by how many bros were pitting. And there was a lot of women at the show. There wasn't like there was only a few women. It wasn't like a fucking typical hardcore show. There was women all over the place. There was young women at the show. And they were all just, you know, standing back. And there's all these dudes who are freely dancing and moshing. And it's like, man, I can't fucking believe here it is again. Here it is in the space that we've cultivated, that it just creeps in. And I lost my cool a little bit. I grabbed the sledgehammer and I fucking threatened the dudes to fucking blow the fuck down.
I missed him with the sledgehammer.
It was a little over the top. Some dude in another band came up to me and was like, yo, you really could hurt someone. I'm like, yeah, that was my point. That was exactly what I was trying to do.
I need a sledgehammer. No, I'm kidding.
And there were some women who felt a little bit more comfortable after that, that they could like take that space as their own. And then they danced for a little bit, but then it went back to being, you know, what it was. It's just very difficult. It's not just one thing or another. It's just a constant need to always keep that in the back of our minds. And here's the reality in Trump times, and this was Shauna Potter's point in the Noisy article. You got to choose sides, punk, right? So maybe it's punk this, or maybe it's not punk to do that, or whatever. But here's the reality: you got to fucking choose some sides and which way you want to err on this side. Do you want to err on the side of misogyny and fucking putting women down, or do you want to err on the side of building up women's confidence? You got to choose a side, because apparently there is no in between right now. And I think War on Women made that fucking super clear. I think the Dickies actually made that super clear.
They made it clear which side they're on, what they think of it. And, you know, so did a lot of their fans. Unfortunately, a few people I personally know, you know, not very well. Some people from my past that are still on my Facebook feed. I'm like, ow, this is hurting me right now.
It's good to talk to them, though. It's good to fucking converse with them and figure out what they mean by free speech. I still am trying to figure it out. I don't really know, but... apparently, it's not free to fight misogyny. Apparently
not free speech. No. Well, you don't understand what punk is about. That's what a guy on the Flipside memorial page was saying. Oh, you don't understand what it's about, to somebody who was saying, like, no, it's fucked up. You can't, like, be a fucking misogynist, racist, whatever, fucking transphobic asshole. Like, basically, she was listing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And this person's like, no, well, you don't understand what punk's about. I'm like, oh, really? Really? Okay, cool. But you do, bro. Cool.
Yeah, clearly. Cool. It's screwdriver covers, apparently, I guess. I thank you, Kate, for coming on the show and fucking talking some shit with me. And
always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm glad we could do this really quick. I also want to say thank you to War on Women. I'm sure they're not listening, but thank you to War on Women. And I think the group that they are... that is touring with them, I think they're called Safer Spaces. I think that's the name of the organization.
I believe so, yeah.
So thank you to Safer Spaces for having the confidence and being brave enough to go and confront this shit and take the abuse that I'm sure that you've been taking personally and politically and on tour. I think it's been, I'm sure it's been brutal. And thank you so much for fucking making this happen. Please keep it up and let us know what we can do to be better. Till then, get down. Let's take a break for a second. Let's listen to a song from Kate. This is her band, Lady Business. Get down. All right, that's the end of the episode. I want to send a big thank you to Kate Hoos of Who's a Trump Presents, of Lady Business, of Cop Out, for getting down with us here at Dispatch from the Underground. Not only for taking the time out of her busy schedule and coming over quickly when this controversy kicked up to have a little discussion about it for the show, but also for the work that she's doing in general right here in New York City, promoting young females in punk and giving young females a safe place to play and to go and see other women like them playing. It's an incredible scene that she's developed, and I'm very proud that I've had a chance to be a little bit involved in it, and she's doing great work. So anyone in New York City or anywhere else who is a woman who plays punk music should be looking at what Kate Huzatron is doing and seeing wonderful work she does, checking out those incredible bands that she has on her stage at Punk Island and on her shows right here in New York City, and knowing that they could be modeling some of their behavior and some of their shows off of what she does as well. So Kate's an incredible model for all of us to include more women in our shows. So thank you, Kate, for making sure that's always held up at the forefront of everything you do, and thanks for coming on the show. I want to send a thank you to, I'm sure they don't listen to this, but I want to send a thank you to War on Women, Shauna Potter, and everybody at War on Women and Safer Spaces for not only standing up against the Dickies, but for kicking up this controversy, because maybe the Dickies... we're joking, whatever. I just think that this controversy is 100% worth having. And I think it's a really good model of what new punk is versus some of this old bullshit, this old dusty punk. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that War on Women brought Safer Spaces on tour with them, looking for these controversies and looking to expose this old school boy school mentality that it is old days of punk, and trying to fucking carve out a new place for new punks and young women to play. So thank you, War on Women. Thank you, Shauna Potter. Thank you, Safer Spaces, for doing all the work you're doing and making the music you're making and taking the stance you are, and for playing Warped Tour. I'm sure you're getting a ton of shit for going on this corporate fest from everybody. And I think it's worth doing. I think you're going to get a lot of other people who are going to check you out. And I think a lot of younger folks are going to see that that's really what punk should be. Something with substance, something that's empowering, and something that is confrontational against bullshit that it sees. So I think that is wonderful that you stepped into this lion's den and willing to get dirty and do this shit. So thank you very much. Anyway, I'm not going to say fuck you to the Dickies, because I think that shit was already super made clear. So it seems redundant to me to say that. We got a ton of stuff going on at Dispatches. We have bi-weekly shows coming up. Every 2 weeks, we have a brand new episode up on our dispatchfromtheunderground.com. We have new merch up there. We have Days and Days stuff. We have All Torn Up stuff. Go check it out. And like I said, I'm going to be on tour with All Torn Up all summer long. So I will see you hopefully in Europe. And hopefully we're going to be doing some fall dates here in the U.S. as well. So check us out, and we'll see you all very soon. Until then, thank you again to Kate, and see y'all in a couple weeks. Get down. Kate Hoos was just on tour with Sister Munch for a couple of weeks. I know that they played her Kid the Hoosatron Presents Punk Island stage, and I had a chance to see them for myself a few weeks ago. Powerful, powerful band, great musicians, and turning out great tunes. This is a cover that they did. I don't know if it's a single or a cover, or how exactly did it came out, but it was a cover of obviously the MDC song "John Wayne is a Nazi," and it's about your president, your boy Trump. So here is Sister Munch from right here in New York City, covering and altering slightly a MDC song.